Now let's spend some time with the Word of God. You ready? See, there comes a moment when every plan, even a plan given by God, must be tested. Eventually, the wheels have to be put down on the ground. The driver has to climb into the driver's seat and start the engine. He has to push down on the throttle. The talking's done. The time has come to test out the plan. Will the engine start? Will the transmission work? Will the plan work? Or will it fail? Now that is the place to which Israel has come in the passage of Scripture which Paul just read to you from the book of Numbers. They have been given the plan. Way back in chapter 2 of the book of Numbers, 8 chapters ago, the order of march was given to them. Judah would lead. Then came the Gershonites and the Merarites who carried the tabernacle. They were followed by the tribe of Reuben. And then the Kohathites came carrying the furnishings of the tent of meeting. And then came the tribe of Ephraim and so on and so forth until the whole people, 3 million of them, were prepared to move out. The plan had been given by God through Moses. They had the plan. And they had been told about the cloud. When the cloud remained settled over the tent of the meeting, they were to stay put. But when the cloud lifted, the day of march had come. God had told them all about the cloud through Moses. They all knew that they were to watch the cloud. And they had the silver trumpets. You heard about them last week, right? They understood that when the priest blew those trumpets in a certain way and played a certain tune on the trumpet, it was time for the tribes on the east, that is the tribe with Judah, to set out following the cloud until it again came to rest. God had told them all about the trumpets through Moses. They knew to listen for the trumpet's call. Yes, they had the plan. And it is true that Moses had told them that the plan they had come directly to him for them from God. And oh, God, help us when the buts get in it. What if Moses hadn't gotten the plan right? I mean, after all, Moses was not God. He was, in fact, human, like all the rest. What if Moses had gotten something out of place in the plan, or maybe missed some strategic and important part of the plan entirely? What if Moses was, you'll forgive me, just a religious fanatic egomaniac who thought he heard from God, but really did not hear from God at all? Who could know for sure if the plan was indeed God's plan, and if the plan would really work? Who could know for sure? See, there comes a moment when you have to put the wheels down on the ground. You have to start the engine and step on the throttle. for Israel. The day to test the plan had come. For God help us, for the first time in history, the cloud had lifted from over the tent. It was time to test the plan. And let me put this in context. I mean, I've been having fun up here. Let me put it in context. We, as a congregation, have come to the moment when we have to test the plan. I have told you that God's plan for the government of His church is biblical eldership. We have studied the concept. A select group of men sat with me and looked at the issues and reported back to council. Papers have been written and hopefully read. The question was put to you as a congregation. The decision has been made. But, watch out when those buts get in it. But, I hear the messages flowing on the grapevine. Some of you are just not really sure, are you? Is Chuck really hearing this from God? Or is he, and I forgive you, just a religious fanatic egomaniac who thinks he hears from God? What if the plan is not God's plan at all? What if the plan doesn't work? The day of march has come. It's time to put the wheels down on the ground and to test the plan. Now let me broaden that just a little bit, because there are crises that loom up in every person's life from time to time. We all plan, don't we? Anybody here who isn't thinking about what you're going to do when you're out of church tonight? And he finally gets done this sermon. Okay, we look at all the circumstances that are buzzing around us. We consider the ins and the outs of it all. And we ask all the what ifs. But the question remains, is this really what God wants for my life or not? And eventually, for all of us, the day of march comes. You got to put the wheels down, start the engine, press on the throttle. It's time to test the plan. But now, there is one thing in this text I want you to notice. I want you to see that even great Moses was not so perfectly sure. Now, I have to step out of here and I have to tell you this, what I love about the Bible. Okay, I mean, you would think Moses would be the perfect leader, right? Never have a doubt in his mind. Okay, but the Bible shows us Moses for a human being who is indeed full of doubts, just like you are, just like I am. Okay? He's no more sure than anybody else. Even though Moses knows that this is the plan of God, he can't doubt it because God told it to him. Even though Moses knows that he can trust God, God has shown him that over and over through his lifetime. Even though he knows, there is this little bit of doubt down deep in Moses' heart. And the text shows us. Moses turns to his brother-in-law, Hobad. Love the name. We don't know a blessed thing about Hobad, except what we are told in this single verse of Scripture. He's only mentioned here in the entire Bible. Other than his name and his relationship to Moses, everything else about Hobad is speculation. But Moses is uncertain about the plan of God. Let me just say that again so it sinks in. Moses is is uncertain about the plan of God. So he invites Hobad to come with the Israelites on their journey to the promised land, and I'm quoting Moses, to be their eyes. Moses! They have God for their eyes. They don't need any other eyes but the eyes of God. But down deep in Moses' heart, there is this tiny little speck of doubt. So he asks Hobad to be Israel's eyes. And Hobad, God bless him, says, "No way, Moses, I'm going home." But Moses, because of the doubt in his heart, prevails upon Hobad to please come along, because Israel needs him to be their eyes. Can I just stop? Do you know what's leading the march? The cloud. And who is in the cloud? And what follows the cloud in the march? The first thing to go before the nation of Israel after the cloud is the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God in their midst. They don't need Hobad to be their eyes. God himself is leading. For now, listen to me. Because it happens to you and it happens to me just the way it happened to Moses. God always leaves this touch of uncertainty in his plan. It's never quite sure. There is always this little tiny bit of doubt that grabs us, doesn't it? And forces us to focus on the uncertainty of the plan, just as it did Moses on that day so long ago about which Paul just read to you. And I know why God leaves it there. And so do you. God leaves that little touch of doubt in the plan because God wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. God wants us to walk by faith.